The latest UN report shows that all sides in the conflict continue to shell and bombard areas of the country densely populated by civilians. Assistant Secretary General Kwangwa Kang said that recent government airstrikes reportedly killed 100 people. Armed opposition groups and terrorist organizations have also continued to use explosive weapons in populated areas. 50 rockets and mortars killed at least 7 and injured 50 in Damascus City last Sunday. Ms. Kang said hospitals and schools have not been spared.
At least 3 schools were reportedly hit by government airstrikes in Idlib governorate in December, killing 9 children and injuring many others. Meanwhile, the atrocities meted out by ISIL continued in areas under their control, including numerous reports of executions, including by stoning and throwing victims from buildings. Their brutal subjugation of women and girls is particularly heinous, and the fate of the women sold into sexual slavery remains deeply concerning.
The Assistant Secretary General underlined that this violence and destruction has led to one of the worst displacement of people the world has seen in decades. 7.6 million people are displaced within the country, many of them multiple times from one unsafe area to the next. An additional 3.8 million refugees have fled to neighboring countries. Ms. Kang said humanitarian organizations continue to strive to help people in desperate need.
In December, injectable medicines and surgical supplies were denied to areas in eastern Ghouta. In January, despite the support of the governor of Homs, government security forces removed all surgical items, diarrhea kits, midwifery kits, and reproductive health kits from the interagency convoy to Al-Wayer in breach of international humanitarian law.
In response to the UN's report, the Syrian Deputy Ambassador, Haidar Ali Ahmad, said his country had adopted a response plan in December to ensure necessary assistance would reach all citizens in all parts of Syria. He said the country was also confronting terrorist attacks and their negative effects due to foreign interventions in internal affairs of Syria. Those preparing the UN resolutions, he insisted, have taken non-constructive positions vis-à-vis the humanitarian situation in his country.
They have insisted on politicizing this file, and they have ignored all facts and developments on the ground. They have used the same stereotypical language in their report and have ignored the fact that the humanitarian situation and its exacerbation was because of terrorist attacks by armed terrorist groups.
The deputy ambassador added that if it hadn't been for the Syrian government's support and protection, the UN would not have been able to deliver any humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, the UN reiterated its need for more funds to support their operations in Syria. The organization estimates that $2.9 billion U.S. dollars will be needed in 2015. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.